In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Prophets, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Once again, in the readings for the liturgy, we hear the prophet Elijah being pointed out again. We heard this same reading back in the third Saturday of Advent. And as we get closer to Christmas, the prophet Elijah is once again pointed to for us to ponder the significance of the Old Testament prophecy that Elijah would come as a precursor before the Messiah, before the Promised One. And so all the good Jews were looking for this prophet Elijah to return, who went away, as we know, went up to heaven in a fiery chariot. But the prophet Malachi says that Elijah will come to purify the people by his preaching and by his actions. He will return the reconciling of the hearts of the fathers to their children and the children to their fathers. He will be a prophet who will be trying to return the faithful to, first of all, to reconcile them to one another, and most importantly, to reconcile them to their God. And so the liturgy points this out again to us because, in one sense, as we approach the Christmas season, we are called to be, in many ways, like the prophet Elijah, in that he was, as I said the last time he appeared in these readings, he is a prophet of action, as opposed to the prophets who were literary prophets, like the prophet Isaiah or the prophet Ezekiel, who wrote their prophecies for the people to read. The prophet Elijah did not write anything. His actions were prophetic in that the things he said and spoke and the things he did pointed to the Lord. Matter of fact, his fidelity to the covenant was the biggest action of his when the time when the Jews, through the king Ahab, had gone over to pagan ways. God sent the prophet Elijah to say to them, "Repent! You're turning. You're going away from God, and you will suffer the consequences." And by his fidelity, to remain faithful to the covenant, when everybody, it seems, everyone else had abandoned it, his actions and his very presence was prophetic, was speaking to them the word of God. And in many ways, as we ponder that, we all have that vocation. The church today in the world has the vocation of the prophet Elijah. We have all become, by our baptism, sharers in the prophetic mission of Christ. And we too, by our words and our deeds, more importantly, our actions, speak loudly. They speak loudly, especially when we are doing what God wants, but they also speak loudly when we don't do what God wants. And so we want to make sure that we are prophets of the Lord and not prophets of doom, because we are leading others astray. And sad to say, that's probably one thing that, as Catholics especially, we need to improve upon, is our being prophets of action, in that we give witness and give testimony to the truth in our world today, and enlighten our brothers and sisters. And by doing that, we do reconcile them. We do turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the children to their fathers, when we live out our Catholic faith, because we can be a source of grace to them. We can be a gift. We can help give the greatest gift to someone. If we talk about giving gifts at Christmas time. The greatest gift of all, of course, being, because grace means gift, the greatest gift is Christ. And by our actions, when they reflect the Christ, by our words and deeds, then we too can help give that gift of faith to someone because we have given them good example, or we have spoken a word of encouragement to them or enlightened them because we spoke the truth. And this can help foster in them and we can become mediators of grace and help bring them to the truth. That is probably the greatest gift we could help anyone receive, is to give them the gift of faith by our cooperating with our vocation as Catholics in the world today and living it out. So much in our world today is like the world when our Lord first came. People do not change. Original sin is still, and its effects are still around as much today as they were at the time when our Lord first came. But we, of course, now have the means and the medicine for that, which has been given to us in abundance in Christ our Savior. So today, as we prepare for Christmas and on these last few days of Advent, we want to ask ourselves, are we prophets of action? Are we giving good testimony? Or are our actions betraying our faith instead of relaying it? And truly, we must ponder the meaning of the gift that we have received. And the greatest thing we can do with that gift then is share it and give it to others by being those prophets of action, by our giving good witness to others. Let us ask Our Lady, especially the Queen of Prophets, who by her sinlessness and purity of heart, her Immaculate Conception, was the most perfect vessel for our Lord to come and descend into and enter into our world, but also she also gave the most perfect testimony by her sinless life, by her virtue, and pointed out Christ to others just by her very presence. As we know, when she went to her cousin Elizabeth and stayed with her, that she was truly a grace for her cousin Elizabeth and John and Zechariah. And that's what we hope to be as well, by imitating her in following Christ and in being a good example to others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.